It's finally happening.
Oh my God. It
How's it
is
going?
good. Good. Right now, I am coming to you live in Tokyo.
Sick. Tokyo. Oh my God, I'm so jealous. I want to be there right now.
You've been, I
Where?
think I've
So
seen.
I have been. Yeah, I have been. Yeah. Loved it. I want to go back as much as I possibly can. So where in the city are you?
I just got into Shibuya.
Shibuya, cool. Yeah. Central. Good, good.
Central.
Yeah, good
Central.
city. I mean, as long as you're close to Shibuya Station, you can basically get anywhere, so it's easy.
And then I was in Shinjuku last night just grabbing dinner. So easy, you know. And then
Yeah.
later today, go to Big Love Records in Harajuku. You know.
I know, man. Yeah, I'm with you. I wish I was with you. I want to be there, actually. It'd be so sick. How's the weather there? It looks pretty nice. Looks sunny.
It's
Good.
nice. It's nice. It fluctuates. You know, you still it's like weirdly LA weather, you know, where it gets colder
Okay.
right randomly. It just doesn't
Yeah.
stick to it.
Like at night, it gets colder or whatever. Yeah.
But if you're bopping around, you're just gonna get it hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on the move,
You're on
so
the
I get it.
I'm
But
constantly on the moves.
yeah, I've been seeing. So you were in Thailand before this, or like what? You were everywhere, man.
Okay. It's so we do this thing. It's now a tradition. It's called the Wear Many Hats World Tour. And
Okay.
this year I gotten a little psychotic with it. So just been like on go. It started in September of the previous year of I don't even know what year it is anymore. And then so
Yeah.
yeah, we
Yeah.
and now it's finally over. It ends. It ends. The
Oh,
tour
wow.
is
So you've
done.
been traveling since last September, basically.
Around
Wow.
the world. But and then in the beginning of this year, it was like this weird Asia tour. So yeah, Thailand.
Yeah.
But then when I got back to New York for like 2 weeks because I had to run some errands real quick, then went back out and went to Malaysia, Taiwan, Vietnam, Cambodia, then had to go back to Malaysia, and then this Japan trip was out of the blue.
Amazing. What determines your destinations? Is it show based? So it's like people you're seeing for the show in those places, or is it just like you're hitting, yeah, what determines your sort of route or along the way?
That's a great question. In every city I go to, that I meet someone from a different city or country, they tell me to come visit them and I'll
Yeah.
just go do it. And so I
Love
was
it.
just doing that. And then also, people that I've had on the show, they would tell me where to go and I would just go and check it out. Say, like, a friend and guest of the show, Isabel Munter, she just got back from Japan and she told me to check out House of Light. I think you are very familiar with House of Light, the James Turrell.
Yeah.
So
So sick.
I was there yesterday. I spent the whole
Oh
day
my
there
God.
yesterday.
That's so nice. Man, yeah. There's just so many amazing places to see art there. Like, have you been to, did you go to Nashima? It's like on everyone's, agenda, I feel like, if they're going to see art in Japan. The art island, did you know this place?
Oh, I have heard of it, but no, I did not go to it. The Art Island, that's funny.
The art island, yeah. It's amazing, man. Like, for real. Like, we went there, and like you can stay. So the Benesy House is like one of the museums. You can also stay there. It's like total night of the museum vibes. You can like go wander the museum at night. It's crazy. But that place is like a kind of standard museum, whatever. There's another museum on the island called the Chichu Museum, and it is like it's built underground. It's a Taro Ando building, but like underground. It's like kind of, you don't really see it above ground. I mean, you see some parts of it, but most of it's underground, and it's one of the coolest places I've ever seen art. It's just like so, like the space is just really inspiring, and just like, yeah, you feel crazy in there. So it's worth checking out. If you have the time, I mean, you take like the bullet train or whatever, the Shinkansen, down to like Osaka, and then there's like a local train basically that takes you to the port. It's like a day's trip, but like it's totally worth it, you know? So if you have it, how long are you there for?
Well, that's funny 'cause when we were supposed to get on, I was actually in Kyoto. So when I went into
Oh,
Japan,
you were in Kyoto. Okay, yeah.
I landed in Osaka, did a bunch of Osaka things, then went to Kyoto. And then the reason why I'm in Japan is 'cause I'm starting a matcha company. And so I got connected with
Oh,
a matcha
sick.
farm. So I went to,
I'm on like a matcha kick right now, man.
well, I'm going to be sending matcha your way.
Yes, please. Amazing.
Yeah, I went out to the matcha farm in Izumo, which is on the west side, and then after that went back. So a lot of bullet trains, tons of bullet trains. And then after Kyoto went to Tokyo, and then Tokyo to Niigata for House of Light, and then back. And now I'm just here for a couple more days, and then the tour is over.
Tour's over, man. Yeah,
Tour's
you
over.
gotta like gotta kick it in at some point, you know.
I gotta go back to
But
work. I need to like
yeah.
I also miss my friends and family. I finally had like homesick for the first time.
Yeah. So what do you do? Like, I mean, we travel quite a bit as well, and like, you know, you get homesick from time to time. So do you have like a homesick kind of ritual? Like, do you do something that you would do at home, or you like watch a familiar movie, or like, yeah, do you have like a homesick thing that you kind of like use?
Glad you asked that, because all I want to do right now is just watch American television. I just want to watch, I just want to
Yeah.
catch up on Curb, the
Yeah.
final season.
Yeah, dude, I'm the same. Like that, like American television, or just like something like that, like something comforting that you're just like so familiar with, is always like a good like antidote to your like homesickness for me. So that's cool.
Do you have any homesick rituals, or when you get back from traveling, what do you
Yeah,
do?
I mean, when we get back, it's like I feel like it's like hit one of our spots, you know. It's like, you know, back in the day, it was like always Five Leaves. We'd like go get a burger at Five Leaves, or like lately it's been this place called the Esters. It's like a pizza place by our house, or like, yeah, just go to a familiar spot, like, is always a good hit. So we'll do that. But like, if yeah, the homesick like treatment, if we're feeling like a night that we're like traveling, we feel homesick, it's like stick on TV or a movie or something that's like familiar. But and then like the next day, we're like, all right, let's go. We're ready to go again. So usually that's like tops us off enough to like, you know, feel ready to get back out there. But
Definitely, definitely.
yeah.
I just know that I'm going to a birthday and it's gonna be at Union Pizza, and me and
Oh,
some friends
nice.
before that are getting Italian and at Lorena's, and so I'm just like, yes. It sounds like a
Oh, yeah.
dr it's coming from Tokyo, it sounds like a dream right now to have
Yeah.
Italian and pizza and
Totally, yeah.
a
You
burger.
gotta get, have you, I mean, yeah, it's true. You need to like get just like the real home stuff. What neighborhood do you live in?
I'm currently in Prospect Heights
Prospect Heights, yeah, cool. Nice.
from Bed-Stuy.
Via Bed-Stuy.
Is
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, man,
right
I'm still
when
holding it down
Joel,
here in GP.
oh yeah. Right when Joel got in, Joel EV,
You,
I got
yeah, you're,
out. I was
you got
actually
it.
Ted's neighbor.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Teddy G.
Amazing. Amazing. But you're not anymore. Now you moved away. You're like, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out.
Nice.
Green
How do
card.
you know Joel, or how did you guys originally connect?
Philly. I'm a Philly boy.
The Philly Connect. Wow. So you go way back.
I go way back. I mean, if Ted's listening to this, me and Ted shared a studio for a hot second in Philly with
Oh,
Hassan
wow.
Rahim.
Man, it's such a small world. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's
Crazy.
very tiny. It's very tiny.
Especially like, yeah, the design scene in like New York and Philly are all kind of like, it feels like it gets smaller and smaller, but maybe it's just like the groups kind of like get smaller and smaller and like more specific or something. I don't know. But
It
yeah, it's
does.
crazy. So So then you get back in a couple of days. Is that what you said? So like
Yeah. I
end of
get back in
next
a
week.
couple of days and I want to check out everything. Like what you just went to. You went to Waltham. There's like this exhibition. Well, first off, it's like Art Week, right? In New York again. It's like
Well,
the
on the
art
book
book
fair is
fair.
this week. Yeah, so it's like all that stuff's happening. I mean, I already got like a bunch of meetings this week with like publishers and all that stuff.
Oh,
So it's like
God.
all that stuff's happening, man. Yeah, it's all. So as soon as you get back, you can jump right in. We get into the book fair, and it's like suddenly they're like, "Oh man, now I got to get back out." So,
There's just so
yeah.
many openings just every day. Like New York's on gas right now.
I know, yeah. I mean, it is that time of year. It's spring, so I feel like everything's kind of happening right now. But which is good. I feel like I've been like kind of hunkered down for the winter. It feels good to like, yeah, things starting to happen again. The weather's getting nicer. It's like finally feeling like good energy, and so I'm ready for it. You know, like, yeah.
Well, you're about to lock in. The world's about to get a little smaller. I was about to say, like,
Yeah.
at this one, I don't know if it's a talk or something, but this guy, like, he had a bunch of like designers on the panel, or like Richard Turley's on the panel, and I'm just like, there's so many different designers on. That's going on, but I also saw it on your story. I don't know if you went there
The
the past
reading?
the
Is that what
reading
you're,
the
yeah,
re
the like Gertrude Stein thing?
yeah
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's still going. It's like, or I think it ended now. It like went through the weekend, but it was like a nonstop reading of all of Gertrude Stein's like work or whatever. And it had like, I don't know how many people were reading, like 100 or something. Yeah, something like that. I mean, we just sort of stopped by briefly because it's just like a read circle, you know, it's like, but like, it was cool. I mean, it's definitely cool to see, and like I think the way they did it was really nice. So yeah, but
Oh, tons of notable
yeah.
names, though.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's crazy. It's stacked, like a good, yeah, good like lineup for sure.
From every part of the art world.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, good job, whoever like organized that, because that seems like a huge task.
Oh, that's the thing. The guy that organized, like, he like knows everyone.
Yeah, I mean that's amazing that he got everyone together. Like, so yeah, I mean I guess that coincides with like the book fair and then like opening week. It's just like everyone's here at this time, I suppose. So it makes sense that like he could get everyone together. But good job, man. I like knowing how to organize these things. Like I could understand how difficult that would be. So yeah, props to him for sure.
I can't even imagine what your studio looks like if you're going to a bunch of book fair meetings and everyone's just like handing out books to you and just like
I mean, look,
I
there's a
just
bunch of books right here. That's
oh
like a table
God.
full of books. That's what it looks like. Yeah, this is the studio. You got the pin-up board, you got books, light fixtures. You got everything, man. You got lights, you got books, and you got walls. What else do you need? A few tables, some computers, you know, the whole thing.
Your table
You should come
already.
by.
I'm definitely gonna come by. Is it still in Greenpoint?
It's in Greenpoint. Yeah, it's like, kind of close to McGorlick Park, if you know where that is,
Oh,
like
you know, that's my
on
secret.
Newell.
I mean, it used to be a secret, not anymore, obviously, but that used to be my number one park. It still is.
Yeah, it's a great park. Yeah, I mean everyone loves McCarran, but like I feel like it's nicer than McCarran. There's like more trees. It's like more wooded. It's like, yeah, there's less like, I mean there's less stuff. There's no like fields or like there's no like places you can like play baseball or anything, but like it's just a nice park for chilling because it's like all open and a lot of trees and stuff, which is great. And there's the farmers markets on Sundays there. All the like Saturday market moves over there on Sunday, so we still get like a full market. Try and get my goods, my lunch foods every Sunday from the market. But yeah, it's a good setup.
Yeah, but
And
Nassau
I
now is just stacked with coffee shops.
It's true, yeah. There's another new one that just opened up like this month, I think, and it's so good. Do you know Paloma? They have a spot on Manhattan and Meserol. They just opened a new one, like a bakery focused one on Nassau, and it's, yeah, they make a pretty good croissant, I must say.
Oh, really? Okay,
And
cool.
good matcha, like, yeah. Oh yeah, I want to hear about this matcha gig, man. Like,
Oh, we're gonna go in.
what sort of, yeah, what, how did this happen? What got you into matcha? Like, where are we going here, man? Like,
this is Wear Many Hats presented by Jasar with your host Rashad Rostam. You can find us on all platforms at wearmanyhats.com. WMH and Jasar is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you. Zach Klauk is a founder and creative director at A to Z by Zach LLC. Zach LLC is a multidisciplinary studio focused on creative direction, identity, and experience design for a wide range of institutions, individuals, and brands. Zach is a graphic designer known for his work on photo books, zines, and posters. Zach is the former founder and creative director of Wax Studios, Wax Magazine, Wax.Radio with friend Dave Yun. I have a couple copies of Wax Magazine from friend and guest of the show, Scott Haven of Homecoming. I met Zach with friend and creative director Joel Evie outside of friend and guest of the show, Andrew Herzog, and his art exhibition opening. Lots of friends. Studio A to
lots of
Z
friends.
by Zach LLC. Check out brandname.tm and A to Z Radio. Best arena profile I've ever seen. So fresh and so clean, clean. Please welcome Zach Klauk to Wear Many Hats.
Thank you. What an intro. There's just a lot of different entities going through there. So try and piece that one together, listeners. Yeah, it's a whole jumble of things, but we try and do some interesting work over here. So, we'll see how that goes.
You do,
But
and I love that you mix it up too, as well.
yeah, I mean, it's something I've always liked about like the doing the work we've been doing is like a lot of self-initiated stuff. As much as we can pull off, for still trying to like run a normal business, but like always trying to do our own work as much as we can, or fold in our own work to paid work. So it's like, how can we juggle all of these things? And it is a constant sort of trying to put the pieces together, but there's some fun in trying to figure that out too. So yeah, so there's a lot of different entities, a lot of different roles, wear many hats. I think that's a sort of great yeah, parallel. So it kind of works out, but
It does.
yeah.
It does. And I'm surprised we j just met, which is like a year ago, but I've known Wax for a really long time.
Yeah, we've been around for a minute, I think we, oh God, we
I've been in
initially
your old studio
started.
too.
Oh yeah, in the pencil factory. Yeah.
Pencil Factory.
Wait, when were you there? You came by the studio?
Only
Do I
once.
remember this?
No, no,
Was
no,
I
no.
there?
I don't. You probably were there. It was like a Marvel universe of like designers in that place. It was like friend of guest of show Harry Gasol, like everyone just
Yeah, Harry
like
used to like have a space in her studio. He like rented a chair from a. So did Scott Haven.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I was Scott showed me around.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Wait, yeah, all right. I think I might remember. Yeah, he came by. Did you interview Scott too?
Yeah, I had
The
him on the
show?
show.
Yeah.
I had him on the show. Day ones.
Cool.
Day ones.
Really? Oh my
Yeah.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
A
Scott's
long time
awesome.
ago. Long time ago. I've been around. Even though I'm a Philly boy, I'm also, Greenpoint was my like first stomping grounds, but that was almost 10 years ago. It was a long
Yeah.
time ago
I mean,
when there
that
was nothing there.
time, I feel like that time in Greenpoint was good because there wasn't much here, but like that's when all the cool people were here. It's tough, man. I mean, we have like a good deal with our like setup, but like otherwise we'd be priced out. Like the prices here are just, they're crazy, man.
I could
It's
only
so annoying.
imagine. I could only imagine. I used to work at the 6-7 West building,
Oh
and
yeah.
that's how I got my start off the ground. That's how the podcast began too. And I used to go to the barge all the time. And
R.I.P. I think it's like gone now.
yeah,
Yeah.
it you know it it Titanic, it you know it's
Yeah.
gone.
It's scraping the bottom of the East River right now. Sometimes. Yeah.
But yeah,
Exactly.
lots of change. There's like a Bandit running store now. There's just like every type of,
Yeah.
I don't know what is cool. Like, it's like every corner you turn, right? In Greenpoint, there's got to be
Yeah.
something that's like a thing.
It's for sure. I mean, especially like, so I feel like my side of Greenpoint is still fairly good and pure, which means like, the other side of McGinnis, where like McGorlick and like the more industrial stuff is, where all the like film studio, like my studio is like kind of embedded in all those like film studios where they like film all those like New York cop shows,
Oh yeah.
which is
Oh
kind of
yeah.
funny.
I used to drive those big ass trucks over there.
Wait, you drove them? You actually drove them?
Yeah, like for a minute. Yeah, just a
Whoa.
second. Yeah, the
Like the
Ed
studio
trucks.
trucks, like
Yeah.
the, yeah, whoa, crazy. Yeah, they're everywhere. I mean, the days they're filming, because like the
Of
trucks are
course.
like everywhere. They're like taking all the parking spaces. So like all the like people who live here hate it because there's like nowhere to park anymore. But yeah, I mean, they have all the like permits so they can kind of do whatever they want.
They
It's
can.
crazy.
But I thought what was interesting is that what's so interesting is that that's not, even though we may cross paths at the pencil factory, you know, I used to come party on the Playlab roof. You know, I was there when you and
Oh
Joel hit the
yeah, you were
decks.
there.
Yeah, you know,
Yeah,
what's a
man. Wow,
brand?
that was a
What's
long
a
time.
brand?
Yeah. So that was pre-brand name even. That was brand. So I've had many
Yep.
iterations of that as well. There was
Yeah.
brand, and then I had another one called what was it called? Oh my God. Brand, I can't even remember. It's been so long. There was another one that I had with a friend of mine, and we kind of did it together, a DJ thing.
I
Brand
mean, with
Consultants. It's called
yeah,
Brand Consultants.
with Archie, right?
No, that was with my friend Chris. And then,
Well,
well, we did the
not
like,
with not a B2B. Well, it was like you guys would DJ together.
yeah, we would DJ. We did like the office hours thing where we would
Office
like
hours, that's right.
DJ together. Yeah, we went, we like DJ'd in Vegas.
I
Like
know. I wanted
me
to
and
go to
Joel and
that.
Archie. Yeah.
That's so
Oh man. I mean,
cool.
that was super fun. I mean, yeah, if you guys are listening, that was super fun. We had a great time. And yeah, that was an amazing experience for all of us, I think. Like played into the early morning and yeah, Vegas. It was wild. Like a surreal experience for sure. I mean, it was on the strip, this place called Dre's. Yeah, it's like on the strip, across the street from Caesar's. It's like in that kind of the heart, right? It's like
Right.
across the street, one direction is Caesar's, across the street, another direction is the Bellagio. So it's like right in the heart of the city. And yeah, we like that. So we played the like after hours, like in the basement is like the club basically. And then during the day or right before that was like Gucci Mane was on, So we like
What?
basically played right after he like finished his set, we started ours basically. So yeah, it was a wild experience, man. I
Yeah.
mean, it's our the, that's a whole Archie experience. I mean, he's the like master at like making those things happen. It's
Oh,
amazing.
definitely. Definitely. I thought you guys were going to have a Vegas re residency after that.
Yeah,
Fucking
I mean,
ushered over
there
here.
was definitely like some talk about that, and we were like, yeah, well, let's do it, why not? Like, but I think it's just like, I don't know, the techno scene, in Vegas is like very different, I think, than what we normally play. So there's that. But if we ever do it again, and we'll let you know for sure.
Oh yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. I'm there. I'm there. It's I'm still surprised that designers, it's just like when they want to let off some steam, they just hit the decks.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a natural, I mean, for me at least, like I've always been interested in music. I feel like been very influenced by the like club scene in New York. I mean, I've been in New York since 2006 and feel like really got to see some great times in the New York club scene. Like the whole kind of rise of the ghetto gothic scene was very much like the prime when I was like really into it. And you know, then seeing the kind of next wave after that, I think. So yeah, for me it was like very much a huge influence on me already, just like being here and being interested in that kind of music. But then I think there's a really nice translation between design and DJing in particular, because it is a very kind of like visual experience as a, at least as a digital DJ. I mean, even like vinyl, but like just like, you know, checking all the things, all the effects is a visual. Yes, there's the sound component, obviously, but like the part that you're like looking at and like kind of organizing all of the things that you're working on is a visual experience as well. And I feel like that's a kind of, there's some, at least for me, there was some kind of brain click between like designing something and then like, you know, DJing, the actual like process of DJing, you know. So I always enjoyed that part of it, and like still to this day it's like it's such a nice kind of like reprieve from like getting into doing normal design work, but it's also very similar, so it feels very like comfortable or whatever.
Totally,
So
totally. I
that's
mean,
why it's always been something.
it was only natural for you to do the branding for eavesdrop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like that came, it was so nice. Like those guys have been so super cool. Like, I mean, honestly, like, you know, the older I get and like the longer I do design work, it really comes down to the people. I mean, this, we all know this from to some degree, but like when you really get a core group of people that's just all click together and are all just really feel like on the same page in such a fluid way, like it just feels so easy. And like that's one of the best work it's made as well. Like it feels like so fun and motivating, and like you want to produce great work, and yeah, you have the sort of like encouragement and capacity to do that at another level, I feel like. And that in the eavesdrop case, it was that they such great guys, like some of the coolest people I know, and like it was so easy working with them, such good encouragement. And yeah, and it was such a natural thing too. Like I wanted it to be something simple and robust and like flexible, you know. It is at its core it's a restaurant, but it also has this kind of DJing music arm to it, so it needed flexibility, it needed to be easy to use in all these different contexts. So you know, just making it a typographic system that was like an ASCII system, you know, was something that seemed very natural and like easy to implement. And also, yeah, I have like a deep interest in ASCII art, like the history of ASCII art and like early internet art. And so that type of work had been kind of filtering through other projects as well. And so it was like a kind of time and a place that also like existed. And like even when we did some work for the 12 Karat Toothache release for Post Malone with PlayLab, there was an ASCII component to that as well as a few other projects. So it was like, yeah, I've been noticing that thing more and more in my work lately as I reflect on the things we're doing, is like there'll be these kind of like friends that the studio goes through, or like these interests, I would say, like that I have that we're like investigating in visual ways, and then they filter into the products naturally. And I think that's kind of nice. And there'll be like ebbs and flows. And so there'll be like a time, like right now, I feel like I'm starting to see a trend that I'm like utilizing that more and more that I'm into. And like now I'm seeing it in the world too, more and more. So it's cool to like make that connection, and like stuff like that is fun to like discover and then like reflect on. And then for the ASCII thing, we even made like a whole zine about it called Silly Cows, which is, Silly Cows is a reference to the very first meme. One of the very first memes is this like ASCII cow that had like a speech bubble, and like
What?
innovation was that you could like type whatever you wanted in the speech bubble. So yeah, I think that's something I'm doing more and more these days, is kind of like looking back at the body of work that I've been making and like seeing these or drawing these kind of connections, and then trying to like kind of build on them, or like, you know, be more aware of the work I'm producing, I guess. And That's yeah, something I've enjoyed doing lately, and it's been nice to kind of see those trends or like understand the things we're making in some way. I don't know, like I don't really know necessarily if there's any like grand plan behind it, but it's just nice
Right.
to see it and kind of recognize it and then like make more stuff from it, you know?
Trends and memes.
Yeah, exactly. Trends and memes. What else you need, right? Trends and memes. That's all you need. Design advice, trends and memes. Yep. Done.
Man, it's I don't know if you're on Twitter, but that's how
I'm
I've
more of a
been.
lurker when it comes to Twitter
Are
than a
you?
participant. Yeah, so.
So that's how I keep up with what's going on a little bit in the world, but also what I'm missing out in the States. And it's just like there's so many different pockets, but somehow design Twitter is like still in my on the feed. And it's just like it's just it, you know, from like it just could be anything, right? Like how like Playlabs, like did you see like someone posted that like one of Playlabs' books was just like on Amazon for like a crazy amount of money, but someone left a price tag on it?
The original price tag?
Yeah, there's that, and then like you know people talking about like Grimes and like her DJing, and it's like that at the same time. I'm like, wow, this is all related in some like
Yeah,
sort of
totally.
way.
I mean, yeah, totally. I mean, the Grimes thing is sort of funny and like it's the ultimate kind of celebrity DJ meme in its own right. But yeah, I think it's like perception is a big thing, right? It's like one your expectation of something is like can be broken down so easily when you see like kind of the like realities behind it. The original price tag or Grimes is like, you know, not prepared for her set or whatever. So yeah, you can kind of like reveal the underworkings in that way. And yeah, kind of interesting. But yeah, no, I'm actually interested to hear like your thoughts on that whole experience with the whole Grimes thing.
I just, well, apparently so for Weekend 2, she was her PR team just made this whole video of her, the reason why she messed up, and they put it on the wall, and I guess that was clever, but I mean, yeah, they're definitely working overtime over
I mean,
overtime
there's
just
all
like.
these now, there's all these like things like, oh, maybe that whole thing was staged and like it was meant to like build up to the second set. I don't think it was. I mean, it felt too like it was a little bit too jarring to be like staged, or is like brilliantly staged to be that. Like, I don't know, maybe it was, but that's yeah. Feels a bit like it's kind of just a reaction to like what actually happened,
Oh
you know.
yeah. Yeah, have you
But
ever has that ever happened to you before of like okay.
for playing a set, you mean like where the music's all like the I think what
Not
no.
pl not playing a set. Not playing a set, but like messing up, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, absolutely. I mean, I mess up it. I am by no means like the best DJ in the world, so
No,
like
like not even
all the time.
DJing, but more so like messing up live, like embarrassment, that overload to the point where like
Not to the point where I had to like stop everything and like kind of address
it
it. Thank God, because like, yeah, I don't think I would be good at that. But I mean, definitely mess ups happen. I mean, like in DJing or in design work or whatever. And it's just
Yeah.
about how to kind of like roll with it or whatever. Like, I mean, also, that's a nice thing I've
It's like
learned
a
from
reminder.
DJ. Yeah. I mean, from DJing, like, you do have to think on your toes, you know, like things do happen. It's time is very much a part of it, you know, like a big part of it. And so you have to be ready for anything, really. And anything can happen, right? So like you do have to be good at like rolling with the punches or like kind of jumping to a plan B quickly or just kind of like being able to like be flexible is key, right? And that's a huge thing for design too that I've kind of been able to bring from DJing in some ways is like you have to be flexible. You have to be able to like pivot or shift if the scenario requires that, you know. And sometimes there's like occasions you don't do that. You stand your ground and really fight. But I feel like, you know, a lot of times you do have to kind of like just kind of stick and move and figure it out and like
That's
go for
true.
it. So yeah, I mean that's where I think that was like for me the biggest thing from the Grimes story is like she could have probably just rolled better. Like, yeah, that does suck. And for sure, if like all her music was analyzed wrong and like all the BPMs were fucked up, then that's a problem. But yeah, you gotta like be able to roll a little bit better, just like jump into some new tracks, or like I hope she has like at least some tracks that she like knows really well and then can just like, you know, put something on. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't DJed at that scale. So like if it really broke and like she just couldn't do anything, I don't know what I would do either. Like yeah, that would be scary for sure. So yeah, can't hate too much for that. I don't actually know that scenario.
No,
So
no. And everyone's watching you. Phones are out.
yeah, like
That's
tens of
like
thousands of
worst
people are
nightmare.
like watching for sure. Yeah, it's crazy. But
But also, I
yeah.
love that you brought up the staged part because now that's what's so strange right now is things can be staged or not. People have these grand plans to making a stage thing, even with all the stuff that you see on either Instagram or TikTok or whatever,
Yeah.
people take the time to make stage stuff. And like, I
Yeah.
don't know, it's like that's that. And then, you know, there's like AI stuff, right? I don't even know if we'll get into AI, but that's like a whole
Yeah.
thing. So it's like now you have to just use your best judgment.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true, man. Like, I mean, and I'm not like a hater against staging certain qualities or aspects of a show, or you know, in design too, like pre-building something or like having some qualities that are
Oh, I
from
am.
other things.
I can't stand when people make like a advertising mock-ups and post it to main.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, so exactly, right? So there's ways to do it that you see right away and you're like, whoa, no, not right. Same with DJing, I would say, like staged sets or whatever. But then there's ways that maybe we don't even pick up on, or subtleties or qualities that could be like slightly staged or have a stage aspect to them or pre-baked in some way, that just kind of fly under the radar, or you know, work well enough with the other creative stuff that they're actually injecting into it that is great. So I think, yeah, exactly. Like, there's definitely ways where it's cringe for sure, and then there's ways I think that it can be useful, like that quality or that ability to, yeah, pre-make or pre-bake or take from other things. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like in a way that's, yeah, useful to you, but also like you're adding to it in some way, or like have
Totally.
some quality that you're still doing, then yeah, for sure. I think there's a useful space for it. Why not? Yeah.
I also love that you brought up cringe. I don't know if we've moved on from cringe or not. I think we're still in it. You know, I know that we've moved from canceling.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, there's definitely still some cringe out there for sure.
Right.
So still floating around.
Still floating around, but like, I don't know, you know, people and their fashion choices or like what, how people look or any, or like, you know, what they want. Like now we've just made it normal,
Yeah.
which is fine, which is really cool. I mean, I'm in Tokyo right now. I've seen
Anything goes, man.
anything. Yeah, anything.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
I've been
what
breaking necks, like left and right,
I'm
like looking back.
by no means am I like a fashion expert, but I think like from my outside looking in fashion perspective is like, Yeah, nowadays, like in this whatever world we're in, post, post, post,
Post, post, post,
like
post works.
anything does go. Like, as long as you are confident and can rock it and, you know, include maybe some quality pieces or good fit or something, like anything does go. Like, anything can work really these days. So I feel like it is more about that perceptive kind of like how it's projected, how I'm wearing it, or like my confidence rocking it or whatever, then I feel like it'll work, or people will like just accept it, you know what I mean? So it's less about like, oh, it has to be a certain cut that's in style or whatever. It's like now it's just about like, yeah, do you have the confidence? Do you have the like awareness of it, and you can make it work to some degree. I mean, sure, there are boundaries to that idea, but like I would say like that captures most of it. Like if you're aware of fashion at all, you're gonna like find the right like or you're gonna have something to pull in some category that's like, yeah. I mean, but there are niches, of course, or like really specifics if you want to like get into those. But yeah, I would say generally speaking, you can pretty much go with anything these days. So
I know I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone. It's still hard. I still wear neutrals.
dude, I mean, I say all of that, and then yeah, I'm wearing all black right now. So like, yeah, I'm not like an example of that by any means, but yeah. I mean, although
man.
I'll say I am trying to wear more
Right.
colors a little bit more these days, 'cause yeah, man, I'm, you know,
Yeah, I
New
know.
York designer, wear
The
black all the
creative
time.
director fit, right? You know, the memes are
Yeah,
real. The memes
exactly.
are right. The funny part about this whole
Yeah.
world tour is that I did a gig for Salomon, and Salomon hooked me up with, a bunch of Salomon gear, and I've been just destroying it on this trip. And the funny part is that when I go to, honestly, anywhere, people notice my Salomons, and they're like, dude, I love your Salomons. I'm just like, dude, they're so beat up right now.
Yeah.
They've been in 20 countries. It's just
Yeah.
like people are telling me to, I can't even throw them out anymore. Like I have to like, I'm like, these are my Jordans or something. They
Yeah.
gotta be like a trophy or something. And
Like an
I'm
artifact of the
like an,
world tour, man.
yeah, it's an artifact. Like I met my like Ne my nieces and nephews for the first time, and they're checking out my fashion like choices, and they're like, these big pants are so cool. Like I'm
Yeah.
just like, what is go like, because they've never seen anything like this. They're like, Uncle Rashad, you're like, what do you
Are
do? Like,
you?
who are you? I'm just like, I have no
You just talk
idea.
into a mic and rock giant pants. Who are you? Yeah. I feel you, man. Yeah.
But that's the fit, right?
That's the fit. Yeah. That is the fit. I mean, my Salomons are beat up too, so I feel you 100%. Just the other day, I was like, man, I need new shoes. Like, the soles are starting to fall off.
Salomon,
So,
sponsor the pod. Hook me
there you
and
go.
Zach up with some new
Let's
Salomons.
go. Let's go. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, they're like, you know, they're good for like just the wear and tear of every day. So, I get it. They're good. But
Yeah, but we're trying to get out of our neutrals. We're trying to get into color. Because like that's the thing, right?
yeah.
Yeah, New York is known for all these like serious, like we're just like on go. Just, this is our like everyday wear, but also at the same time, I think that's the thing with like trends, or like as time goes by, we just get tired of it. We get,
Yeah.
it's time to
Yeah,
mix it up.
totally.
I haven't worn denim in like almost a decade.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah,
Wow.
I'm always
I
wearing
still wear
black.
jeans.
Yeah,
I wear like I got the like fucking the like Carhartt, you know, like I got a vintage Carhartt whatever, and then like the like whip like retro whatever.
nice.
So, definitely rock the denim, but yeah. I feel you.
No. Speaking of vintage, I think that there's also too many vintage racks out there now. I think we need to regulate them.
Dude, like, yeah, so it just started getting nice like a few days ago, and like literally every corner, it's like every person just brings their wardrobe outside now and tries to like sell it to you. You know what I mean? Like, it was noticeable like how many more are out on the street now. It was sort of wild. Like, and they like shut down Driggs now, so it's like a pedestrian, or not Driggs, Barry. So they like, so it's like a pedestrian street now. And on the weekends, it's like the whole street is just like a vintage store. You know, it's like every block is like some, just people like posted up with their racks, you know, with whatever. So it's crazy. It really is crazy. Like, I'm curious to know how long that lasts,
I don't,
actually. Like,
well, it all started from, the mini Dime Square corner of Five Leaves. And then it just
yeah,
like
for
blew
sure.
up
And it just like
everywhere.
spread. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that
But,
place is crazy. It's like so packed now. It's, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's Dime Square 2.
Dime Square too. It gives me a shot to start off this, this is where I start the matcha company, right there in the middle.
Right there. I mean, you do in Greenpoint, you do have to compete with Kettle, which is a very good matcha, I must say. I mean, all their tea is really good, but like matcha is, yeah, they do a good matcha. So Greenpoint's a tough, maybe a tough neighborhood to kick it off with, but you should do it, man. Like, it doesn't matter.
I think my secret right now, I mean, I'm definitely sharing this secret, even when it came to me actually in the bathhouses. Where was I? In,
That's where all the good things come,
I
you
know,
know? It's like,
in was I, it was in Kyoto, and the Airbnb. So, okay, number one side note, I'm tired of looking at Airbnbs. I've been Airbnb-ing like every day of my life. It's kind of insane. I was at an
what's the
Airbnb.
Airbnb vibe in Japan? I thought it was like kind of a hard
It's
sell.
hard. It's okay. This one that I'm in is perfect right now.
Cool,
This one is
man.
really perfect for
Nice.
me, because it's in the heart of everything, and it's like it's giving studio vibes. It's giving my old studio in Bed-Stuy, actually.
Nice.
But yeah, this idea came to me in bathhouse, where the Airbnb was like, "Oh, if you want to go to the bathhouses, you can." I was like, "But I have tattoos," and they're like, "No, this is tattoo friendly." And I was like, "Hell yeah!"
Perfect,
So I
yeah.
go there, and there's different. I don't know if you've been to the bathhouses in Japan, but there's like different kinds. There's like also like an electric shock one. So I'm in the electric shock one.
Whoa, yeah,
So
crazy.
I'm in the electric shock one. I'm getting shocked, and then this idea came to me. It's like, okay, wait, I already checked out my matcha farm in Izumo. What should I? This Japan trip is insane. I'm gonna drop to you everything right now. So I'm thinking about going. I think I'm gonna, I got some time on my hands. I might hit up Kettle, see if Kettle wants to take me in maybe for like 2 days. Try to like, I used to be a barista, so I was a barista all my life. I've worked at Homecoming too, but like, and that's how I'm good friends with Scott. But me and Scott and V. I mean, I used to be a designer too, so I used to come to Homecoming all the time. So it just like worked out. But yeah, I'll work at Kettle for a bit. I've been making matcha all my life, so I don't know,
Nice.
this would just be like easy way in. But also, that's one side of the thing. I already got the cans ready. I just need like the design. What's up, Zach? And
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
then
Hell yeah.
What's the I've got the matcha selected. It's kind of insane. But then I also went to this indie coffee shop yesterday in Tokyo, and what was crazy was that, shout out Fragile Coffee. His coffee shop opens from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then at night it's a bar with a different owner, but the vibe is still the same. And like the vinyl, it's like vinyl and like records and like CDs and tapes and like these tables, but at night it switches over. And I was like, oh my God, this, if I didn't want to make a storefront, but like I was thinking like, I've had natural wine people on the show. I've met like natural wine places, like owners out in like Malaysia, like they became friends with me. Like if they wanted to do like a night and day switch too, that could
Yeah.
possibly be a thing. I'd probably
That'd be sick. Yeah, like
bring that
really like
back. Yeah.
change the experience between day and night could be cool. Yeah, I like that.
I originally wanted to start this matcha. I mean, I've always wanted to do this matcha thing, but it's called Desar's matcha.
SARS.
Desar's. It was going to be a traveling matcha pop-up type of situation. So
Okay, yeah.
friend and guest of the show, Elliot, he had a thing called Cowboy Coffee, and
Okay,
so,
yeah.
but it with his business partner, it's not a thing anymore, but he just part-time would do pop-ups at like all these like events for just like
Yeah.
a little bit of time, and then he would do it at like fashion shows and like you know when you needed like a coffee dude at like photo shoots and stuff like that, but no one was doing it anymore. Like then he stopped, and then like no one did it anymore, and I was like, whoa, that's
Yeah.
it was like this whole opening, and so I was like, all right, you know what? I've got some time on my hands.
Yeah, man. You got a spot now to figure out, like, or at least the like a market to like tap into.
A
How did you
little bit.
find like the farm, like the matcha? You said you went to the farm.
The
Like,
farm,
how did
yeah.
you get, yeah, how did you like get connected to that?
I'm Malaysian, and I went to Malaysia. I went to Kuala Lumpur. So I wanted to go. I went there for 10 days before I went to go meet up with my family. So the whole thing was the world tour became a soul searching tour. It was really strange. So I
Yeah.
went out there for 10 days just to go to KL, just to hang out, because I haven't been back since a teenager,
Yeah,
which is a
cool.
really long time. And I just met so many young creators, just like it's exactly like New York City, but in a different world. And
Yeah.
this barista was, I was just chatting with her, and she's like, oh, you want to start a matcha company? I used to work, I have a good friend that runs a matcha company, like a small independent one. You should connect with him. And I meet him
Yeah.
at his show. He's like in a band or whatever. He's front man of my band. And at the
Nice.
show, I met up with him, and then we got chatting. And then the next day, he was like, yeah, let's grab lunch. So we got lunch, and he hooks me up with a bunch of matcha, and then like tells me about the farm. And he's like, hey, I'll
Amazing.
connect you with it. And I was like,
What kind
I'm
of band is it? Like, what kind of music?
it's like pop rock
Nice.
type situation, but yeah, it just all happened
Nice.
in a day. And like right from then, I was like, I guess I'm going to Japan. But I have,
Yeah.
this was like
Hell
the
yeah.
first day. So I was like, Japan at the end. So I was like, Malaysia. I had then after that, I went to Taiwan, to Taipei. Then I went to Cambodia. And then after Cambodia, I went to Vietnam. And then after Vietnam, went to back to Malaysia for the holiday
Damn,
with
man. Yeah,
family.
you were on the move.
And then went back, and then now I'm in Japan, and I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
That's,
Everyone
I
back to,
mean, you gotta be
yeah.
exhausted, man. I'd be so like
I'm
cooked
done.
by this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I like, I'm. So what I've heard on my job, I mean, oh my God, Zach. I mean, dude, the stories. I have so many stories. Obviously, I've met so many
Gotta
people that have also
write your
told me.
memoir now, man.
People have told me like I should write a book, but like people have also like I've had people tell me secrets, like random strangers tell me secrets. It's so
Okay.
bizarre. It's kind of wild. Like it's
Yeah.
so insane. And then yeah, I'm done. Like I can't wait to get back and just yeah, hopefully pick this up off the ground, but also, you know,
Yeah.
just do some New York shit, man. Like
Yeah. Let me know, man. Let's hit it. Let's hit
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I
Now's the
mean,
time.
you know, so I it's funny because I've been wanting to get on the show for quite some time, but what really reminded me to hit you up is when friend and guest of the show, Jason Stewart, shouted you out on his new Substack.
It's funny, totally random, like fan of the show, of their show, and was just listening, hit him up actually on Instagram, like, hey, love the show, you guys are great. I was in LA at the time. I was like, yo, I'm in LA. You wanna like link up, just hang out, whatever. We have so many friends in common. So I was like, let's grab coffee or something. And he like hit me back and he was like, yo, I need a logo. So I was like, all right, cool, man, let's do it.
A
And yeah,
JS.
it was just like a fun little thing for his Substack. Like he's rocking it. It's cool. Yeah, they have like a such a night, like I don't know, for me, like I feel like I connect with those guys so much, similar age and like, kind of seen the scene for a minute now, like kind of just like have that. I don't want to say it's jaded, but have a slight kind of like, we've been there, we've seen it, and so like it's just kind of nice to observe it from a distance in a way. I mean, those guys are in it. Me, I'm just like, I'm sitting back. So like, yeah, it's nice to connect with them and just sort of like do a fun little project on the side. And he's pushing it, so it's good to see that it's like growing. And yeah, it's a fun little thing. It's always nice, like stuff like that. I love like connecting just with the community, like you're saying, just like the design world's so small in some ways. And then like New York and LA are just like already like such a connection, and like a lot of people are just like cross-pollinating back and forth now. And so it's always like, and I go out, so yeah, I have family in LA, so go out there all the time, also do some work out there. So I always try and hit up people when I'm out there. Like I have a lot of friends out there too, so it's nice to like connect with the LA crew when I'm there. And yeah, it's cool.
Are
It's nice. It's nice
you
to
from
have it.
LA?
I'm not from LA. I'm actually originally from Colorado, but family has kind of migrated out there, so spend more time going out there these days than I do Colorado. But yeah, it's nice to be out there. I mean, I do get like kind of like, I get my sort of LA fill, and then I'm ready to get out. I mean, I love LA. I love going there, spending time there. It's amazing. Weather's great. But then I'm there for like a week, and I'm in the car for like half that time, and I'm like, all right, I need to get out. It's like too much car time. So yeah,
Only getting
have
worse.
to. I know. Yeah, 100%. It's only getting worse. So yeah. I mean, not, it's nice, like where we like the family that lives there lives in Mid City, so it's like a pretty nice location because it's like fairly easy to get kind of anywhere. But anywhere you go in LA, it's just like such a journey,
I
man. It's like,
know. I stay in
I mean, I'm a New
Mid-City.
Yorker. Like, I want to walk somewhere to get a sandwich or like something, and like you just can't do that. Like, yeah, so it's like, I always like hate on that when I first get there because I'm like, I want to walk somewhere.
I know. I also lastly love that you said that you called yourself a New Yorker. I mean, you fair because you've been since 2006, but like
Six. I'm almost 20 years in, so I feel like I've
for
actually lived in New
sure.
York now longer than I've lived anywhere else. So I get to, I feel like I've qualified for
Yes.
that term.
I
Yeah.
yeah, definitely. You know, we've had people on the show, native New Yorkers, and they're hot topic on like what decides what, but since me
Yeah.
doing this world tour, you know how everyone's always asking me like where I'm from?
Yeah.
It has forced me to say New York. And now
Yeah, when I'm
I'm
traveling like that, I say New York as well. I mean, obviously, but like when a fellow New Yorker asks where you're from, you tell them like the origin a little bit more deeper than that. But like, yeah, it's,
No, but not this time. This time is different. I used to be like Philly all the way.
Yeah,
Now
totally.
it's like, sorry, Philly. It's New York now.
Your true home reveals itself over time for sure. But
Zach.
yeah, man, I've lived here longer than anywhere, so I'm a New Yorker. I get to have that stamp. So I'm cool with
Yes.
that.
Well, hats off to you and everything that you do for some Jasar Wear Many Hat Solutions. All right, yeah. Let's tap in. Let's do I actually mean besides Jasar's, like I don't know, identity and what have you, but you know, I want to make a hat that just says logo on it. You know, because you
Logo
know
goes here or something. Yeah,
because you know
definitely.
I love your whole brand name .tm A to Z rating. You know, something simple. You know, you got it going on.
Yeah.
I was like, Zach LLC.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with
It's
Zach
like,
Group.
in a way, yeah. I mean, Zach Kais, shout out to Zach. Like, it's funny too. Like, okay, I do a lot of branding, been doing branding for almost 20 years, but it's like, in a way, my own stuff is like very anti-branded. It's like a kind of reaction against that. It's like the most convoluted thing. But I embrace it. I'm like, yeah, that's like kind of nice in a way too. It's like I get to like my own work can break out of the mold of like hard branding work because it's like you need that diversity and I like to do so many different things. So I like to like mix it up in the entities that those things are done in. So yeah, but
Memes and trends.
exactly, memes and friends, man. 100%. So, yeah, for
Zach,
sure.
where is a place you like to go to hang your hat? Anywhere in the world. And thanks for catching that saying at Rays. Don't tell the
Yeah.
owners, but that's where I got the idea from them.
Oh, sick. Yeah. I mean, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my God, I gotta send this to him. Like, this is perfect. Yeah, I don't know where I hang my hat. Like, honestly, man, I want to hang it here. I want to have a place to always do my work. You know what I mean? Like, that's something I always try and or always think about is like even if I took like a big corporate job or something, it's like I always want to have a place for like output, a place for making work. So it's like, of course, I want to hang my hat at my own little studio, whatever that may look like in the future. You know what I mean? Like if it's this iteration, if it's something else, something smaller, something bigger, I don't know. But yeah, I want to like keep it in the family, you know, as much as I can.
Keep it in
So.
the family. Sounds like a
Keep it in the family.
HBO show.
Yeah, exactly. HBO, hit me up.
Max.
Yeah. Or Max, yeah, or Discovery, whatever the hell you're called at this point.
Zach, if you were to get a chest tattoo quote, what would it be?
Yeah, okay. So I had a little time to think about this. So I feel like I've done my homework and I landed on a few ideas. You know, I got to bounce this off my creative director over on the other side of the screen here. One is a word, so a word, you know.
Ooh.
If you're gonna get something, you might as well get a word, right? So a word, it seems appropriate.
Oh yeah, in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it that. Another one I thought would be good, like in reverse, you could have like something like objects appear closer in mirror or something like that, you know. And if it's
Smart.
backwards, I mean you're only really seeing it in the mirror anyway, so you might as well get it backwards on your chest, right? That'll really throw everybody off. Because it's for you know? It's a chest tattoo. It's for yourself. But I don't know. Those are my two thoughts. Yeah.
Those are
Those are
two
my
great ones. I love both of
impulses.
them. The other one's a little bit long, but the first one just suits you.
Yeah, a word. Just keep it simple, you know what I mean?
Suits you
Don't
perfect.
overthink
Don't overthink
it.
it.
Yeah.
The other one is perfect for the beach. You know, everyone's gonna just look at
Exactly.
you, cock their head a little, and be like,
I mean, everyone will get it immediately. You know what I mean? Like every rear view mirror has that phrase on it, so it's everywhere. So,
Very true. Very true. Zach, plug your socials. Where can people find you?
yeah, Zach.LLC is where most things are. If you're interested in music, A two number two Z dot radio is another option for you where we have all sorts of mixes. There's other things on there, just like if you know, there's playlists and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you want to listen to some tunes, go there. If you want to, I don't know, look at random design work, you can go to Zach.LLC.
But also the design work on brand name or A to Z or the radio show, if you scroll down,
It's there too.
it's there too. It's
It's
good.
everywhere. Yeah, it's like flooding everything. Yeah, you can also go. Okay, so if you want to like actually listen to the DJ stuff that I attempt to do, you can go to brand name dot tm. So yeah, there's a few avenues for the wide audience that you have to find me in different ways. So it's great.
Someone give this man an NTS show. I'm at the
Yeah.
lot.
NTS, hit me up. Yeah. I mean, we have, so we also do, so Eavesdrop, we do a residency at Eavesdrop every month now, which the next one's May 1st. Check it out. Ken Meyer, good friend, he's gonna be playing. And yeah, so we'll be there every month and we broadcast it live. So we do a lot, we do live broadcasting, occasional live broadcasting. It's not like a 24 hours sort of deal. We just, yeah, small capacity, right? So
We don't need
when we
that.
have something good on, we broadcast it. Otherwise, we'll post it up whenever and you can check it out there. We also have a link to this. We have a SoundCloud that sort of mirrors it. We have a Spotify that does all the playlists and stuff. So, yeah, a nice little kind of gateway to music listening in all different ways.
Well, you'll see me on Eavesdrop.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Zach, for coming on Wear Many Hats. It was great to have you.
Yeah, great to be here, man. It's nice to chat.
Until next time, this is Wear Many Hats presented by Jasar, and I'm Rashad. Peace.
Peace.